Simin Shalom and Aleph, Sif Hey. The Mechaber now discusses a list of cases where the Mila is not Derech HaShabbos. Nandrigonus, that someone has someone in Zachar, someone in Nakvus. So it's a Sovik of his Zachar and Nakeva, Sovik HaDanim. Another Ben HaShmosh, someone was born Ben HaShmosh, whether Ben HaShmosh beginning of Shabbos or Ben HaShmosh the end of Shabbos, since the Sovik, if Mila was Mana by him, is on Shabbos. So we cannot Mal him until Sunday, because Mila Shleibus Mana is not Derech HaShabbos, only Mila on the eighth day. Because Vyem Meshmini, which we learned that Mila is Derech HaShabbos, is Vyem Meshmini Dafka. Like it says in the Pasuk, only on the eighth day. So therefore, Mila ben Ashmashis, or rather, Mila of a baby born ben Ashmashis is not Derech HaShabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that some say ben Ashmashis means the last approximately 15 minutes before Tzeis. There's going on with the Ben Tam Shita that Tzeis is presumably about 72 minutes after Shkia, and ben Ashmashis starts 13 and a half minutes before that. But others say that ben Ashmashis starts when the sun goes down, what we call Shkia nowadays. Elamaisa, Mishbur brings the many places to log that, and that's accept the minig, and therefore we are machmer not to do a milo on Shabbos, the baby is born starting after Shkia, until whatever you call the Tzeis Avrei Tam, which many say is 72 minutes, some say is earlier, possibly 50, 60 minutes. Every place they should ask their own Shiloh. A baby that's born Kishumol, he already has a milo. Was me raised a milo? Mishbur explains that means that even when he doesn't have a kisha, even when his ever does not have a kisha, it appears to be gamalt, as opposed to only appears to be gamalt when he has a kisha. That's not called noel mol. So a real noel mol that always looks mol says milo is also not a derech Shabbos. Mishbur explains the reason why noel mol we do milo b'klaus. Maybe there's an arla kavusha, there's a hidden arla underneath. That's only a suffix. The suffix milo is not derech Shabbos. A yaitze doifin, a baby that's born through a C-section, is milo not derech Shabbos. Mishbur says because since there's no tumas ledo, that many poskim will hold. The kosh einimah tmeya leda, einanimah l'shmoina, a baby when there's no tumas leda for the mother, the bris is not on the eighth day, and therefore his meal is not Derech Shabbos. A kusis that gave birth, and afterwards was misgayer. So since when the baby was born, the mother was not Yiddish, so therefore also there's no tumas leda, and therefore the mila on Yom Shemini is not Derech Shabbos. A baby that has two arlas, Mishnah Berurah brings two pshatim in the Rishayna, whether it means there's two giddin, two avers where you can do the mila on, or two layers of skin. There are also to solve what the right thing is, what the right giddin is, where to do the mila, and therefore his mila is not Derech Shabbos. Sivav, the Mechaber says, the Machshir Mila, things I need to prepare for the Mila, that he could have done Erev Shabbos, but not Derech Shabbos. Therefore, if the knife for the Mila was not brought to the house where the Mila is being done, it was not brought before Shabbos, he cannot bring on Shabbos. Even if it's only Issad Rabban of carrying in that place, so it's only a Shavuos, still it's not Derech Shabbos. Chazal, there are Hamid Devram, he took a stroke, stands here, even Malkum Karis, even connected to the Mitzvah Mila, which Mitzvah Esed that has the Chomer of Karis on it. And what about telling a guy to do the malacha for us? Let's tzarech the milo. So the Mechaber says that if for you to only be drabbanon, then it's mutter. Mishnah explains because telling the guy is another drabbanon. Shvus to shvus mutter malka mitzvah. As opposed to if it be an issa deraisa for you to do it, samila akama deraisa is not mutter, but malka mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to have a guy bring the child to the shul, even if the only Isser in carrying there is a Chotish Enim Revitz, now it's Ram Neraisa, it's not a Kamalis, it's a Chotish Enim Revitz, which is a lower level Isser Rabbanon, and it's a Mir La'akim, will appear to be Shvus to Shvus Malka Mitzvah. Still, you cannot have the guy bring the baby to the shul, because you could just do the Mila in the house. Who said do the Mila in the shul? Many times, Shpur says the Mila is done in the house, if it's cold, you don't want to take the baby out in the winter, you do Mila in the house. He says in the case where the baby has to be taken through a Chotish Enim Revitz to the place where the knife is, let's say the Zemel, the knife is in different Rishus, so then you can have to be some Amir La'akam either to bring the baby or to bring the knife. It says rather do Amir La'akam on the Zemel and bring the Zemel than on the baby, because the baby can have to have the guy bring him back to the mother afterwards also. And bring the Zemel, that's only one way, because the Zemel can be left in the Malkam Amilo in the house the Mila took place afterwards. Now the Ramah says to look at Simon Shinzain. What you'll see in Simon Shinzain is over there that the Ramah brings the Aru Shem that Meiko Amir La'akam is Mutar Malkam Dereis and Malkam Mitzvah. Even the most places come Chelik on this and argue and say we only allow Shus to Shus Malkam Mitzvah and Namir La'akam on the Reiso, and that's Yikr Psak. Mila is what to be samachan. There's no other choice to do a mila akama on the raiso, and especially Mishnah Berurah says the gabbai tzavach nos meshus to shus, which according to many places can be anyway don't mishram the raiso nowadays. It's anyway only shus to shus, so that'll be mutter. Mechaber says of Zion, son of Kaman, shoch ground of Kaman. We mentioned this of Aleph already. Something they would put on the mokam mila to heal it afterwards. If he didn't grind up for Shabbos, he cannot grind up a Shabbos. He could chew with his teeth and do it with the shinui, and that's the only way to be okay. And Mishnah Berurah says if you don't have a way of doing it with the teeth, then don't do the mila, because no one told you not to prepare properly. You didn't prepare properly. Now, it's not like a Shabbos at this point, because the chewing of the common, that's a shina, that's fine. But grinding the common would not be allowed on Shabbos. And don't say, so I'll do the milo, and afterwards I'll be forced to grind up the common, because sakana, and because nevesh derech Shabbos. Right now, you know there's no way to do the milo without having access to the saman and grinding the common afterwards. Rather, don't do the milo. That's the rather better choice. Machaber says on the mix before Shabbos, the yain and the shema that would put on the mokka milah to heal. So you cannot mix them on Shabbos. It's a malachas involved. Also, Lisha, rather put each one separately. Shabbos brings a shalom mix, but each one separately on the mokka milah, or means each one separately in the bowl, and naturally it'll mix by itself. The Mishnah brings the Mesesa for other Chalim also, it's also the Ma'ar of the Ayin and Shemin, but look in the Be'er Locha, that with the Shinu Yitzmutter.